The Ran had been discussing, we're in the middle of the fourth speech, the Ran had been discussing that there are two ways in which God runs the world. One is where He does things directly, and then it doesn't have to go in any order. God does whatever He wants. And another is a hierarchy, where God makes things work through a system, be it a spiritual system, be it through angels, and then things have to really fall in line. And in that He explained the whole idea of God saying, I'll send an angel, but He won't put up with your rebellious ways, because an angel doesn't have the capacity to forgive, and an angel just works within the system, and you guys better work with his system if you're going to make it work. And the Ramban questioned over here, you guys have the place? Yeah, what page is that?
Nun Bet.
So it's Nun Bet in the Shalem edition, Kuf Mem Dalet in the Mosad Arav Kook edition. Why is it that over here we don't find Moshe asking Hashem, no, don't let us be guided by an angel? When they did the golden calf, then we find Moshe saying, no, Hashem, we don't want to be led by an angel. Then Moshe prays and says, Hashem, no, if you're not taking us, then don't budge us from here. We need to know that you're the one running the show here. You're the one that's personally taking us into the land of Israel. How come over here, the beginning of their journeys, Hashem says, you guys are stubborn, I'm sending an angel, otherwise you guys are in danger of annihilation. Then after the golden calf, Moshe says, no, God, you have to run, you have to guide us into the land of Israel. So now they're going to benefit because of the golden calf? Here initially Moshe conceded. God said, I can't be guiding you directly because at the beginning we were so rebellious. God says, it's dangerous for you guys if I'm in the picture directly. Let me do it through my angel, and then you're not in danger of annihilation. You better listen to him, but you're not in danger of annihilation because I won't deal with you directly. Then after the golden calf, suddenly Moshe is saying, no, God, you have to be here. You have to take us into the land of Israel. So we're going to gain because we did a golden calf. That's the Ramban's question. And the Ran says, that's not difficult to me. Because when Hashem says over here, I will send an angel, Hashem doesn't say, I will leave and send an angel, like He says by the golden calf. By the golden calf, God says, that's it, guys, I'm out of here, so to speak. Hashem says, I'm not going to be in your midst. You guys are stubborn. That's it. The angel's running the show from now on. Over here, even though Hashem tells Moshe, now I will send an angel to lead you into the land of Israel, that was the idea that Hashem's leading, Hashem sending an angel to lead us in, but that doesn't mean that Hashem isn't present, because the pasuk says, I will pass through Egypt on this night, I am not an angel, not a seraph angel, and nonetheless, we say there were angels there to destroy, to punish with him, like the Medrash says, "V'atem lo teshtzuish mipetach beto ad boker magid shekivan shenitna rushut lamarshit lechabel no mavchin ben tzadik l'rasha." There's the famous Mechilta that says, why did God say, stay in your houses till the morning? Because God says, I let the angel come and destroy, and when he's destroying, then tzadikim die together with Rishayim. You guys have to stay indoors. The prophet tells the Jewish people, go into the houses, shut the door, and wait till the anger passes. So you see, even though God says, I'm coming into Egypt that night to take you out of Egypt, God says, even though I'm there, there's also the angel who's doing the killing of the Egyptians. So the two aren't mutually exclusive. God could be present and an angel could be present. The inyan, so the idea works as follows. Even though Hashem himself was passing through Egypt at midnight of that night, together with God came these angels to destroy. So even though Hashem says, I'm sending an angel to guide you, there's still an aspect where Hashem's presence is with us. ולמה יקשה יותר במה שאמר להם, הנה אנוכי שולח מלאך לפניך, ממה שאמר, שלחתי את הצירה לפניך. So then why is it that if Hashem says, I'm sending an angel, that's more than Hashem saying, I'm sending this insect before you who will hurt the enemies. ואין במשמעות אחד משניהם שיעלה השם יתברך מעליהם. God doesn't mean to say, if I'm sending an angel, I'm leaving you. אבל כמו שהצירה תהיה כלי מפצו, כן יהיה המלאך כלי משמותו. Just as Hashem has tools, he can have an insect go and help you fight the wars, sting the enemies so that the enemy is blinded while you attack, so too Hashem could send an angel and say, okay, now this angel is guiding you into the land of Israel. ולפיכך לא הצטרו כלל ישראל ולא משה. And that's why no, the Jews and Moshe didn't have to be bothered, because there was going to be this duality. On the one hand, Hashem says, I can't be there, because if I'm the one guiding you in, then when you guys rebel, there's a problem. So the Ran doesn't spell this out. I think that the Ran here, I mean, initially he says, God says, if I do it directly, then you guys are in danger. So I'm going to send an angel. So we interpreted that to mean, Hashem says, so to speak, I'm not going to be directly involved. So I guess we have to say that there are levels. There's a level where there's the one guiding us, so to speak, Hashem in everyone's tents, Hashem standing before us with the pillar of fire, with the pillar of cloud. There is an aspect where Hashem is guiding us into the land of Israel, and then there's an element of, if you guys are going to do nonsense along the path, then Hashem says, I'm going to be the one dealing with it. It's as though Hashem is the leader, Hashem is the one taking us into the land of Israel. And then there's another aspect of Hashem's presence, a different concept of Hashem's Shekhinah being with us, and the two are not mutually exclusive. That's what the Ran is saying. We're entering Kabbalistic concepts, this concept that on the one hand, if Hashem is the one guiding us into the land of Israel, then Hashem has to respond, and then there's danger of annihilation. So then we say, okay, so what does that mean? So Hashem says, I won't be judging you all the time. I'll send an angel and he'll guide you into the land of Israel. But on another front, you'll still have the benefit of my presence with you. The Shekhinah will be with you. So this duality is something which we say the words, but the concepts, I don't know what to explain better than that. I don't understand it better than that. I'm saying, well, we see from the Ran, he's suggesting there is this duality. How that works exactly, that we explained it last week, but the duality that he's suggesting this week, that on the one hand, Hashem is there, but he isn't there. His presence is there in the sense that the Shekhinah is here, but there's an angel that's guiding us into the land of Israel. He doesn't say more than that. So whatever I'm going to say is my own interpretation. I'm saying we have to say that he's saying there is a level of duality here, and for some reason, the angel guiding us in is a protection that Hashem won't respond to when we do things that are not in line with what we're supposed to do en route to the land of Israel. And yet the benefits of Hashem's presence in our camps can still be there without the danger that when we'll sin, we'll have to get serious retribution. How that works, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. That's what he's saying. ולפיכך לא הצטעו כלל ישראל ולא משה, אבל למטה כשאמר עליהם העניין, ואמר כי לא אלה וקרבך כאן כשעורף אתה. But then later, down below, where Hashem says a different line after the sin of the eagle, God says, I'm not with you anymore. אז הבינו רוע העניין, then they realize that's terrible, כמו שכתוב, וישמעם את הדבר הרע הזה והתאבלו. The nation mourned when they heard that, ואז התפלל משה לבטל דבר מה שהיה ראוי להתפלל עליו, ומה שנאמר לו בסדר זה. And that's when Moshe starts praying and says, no, 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 God, please don't leave us. Now this involves all kinds of Kabbalistic concepts about Shekhinah and all kinds of concepts which I don't understand, but I've seen quoted. And maybe we'll understand better as we move forward, but this is where we're holding for today.